I'll play Joan later. I want to say hi to Mr. Skin and his wife, Mrs. Skin. Mr. Skin's been around forever. You know, it's got to be hard being Mr. Skin now because he used to go on like about 10 different terrestrial radio shows. And now all those shows are like either gone or like terrestrial radio has gotten so clean that I don't even think he has anywhere to go except our show. Yeah. There's Mr. Skin and his attractive wife.
Let's find out. Hi there.
I never thought you could get such a hot wife.
Wow, she's hot.
I can't even see it because Gary's blocking you. Wow, you are attractive. When you're an attractive girl, obviously you can get, you know, you can get guys. I mean, I'm sure that was not your problem. And
you could get any guy in here.
So when you meet, like, a guy, did Mr. Skin tell you right away he was Mr. Skin, or how long does he wait to tell you?
He did. I knew he was Mr. Skin. I was sort of going as my girlfriend's wingman.
Right.
You know, they were hitting on each other, and I came to meet him at a party. And I said to her before we went there, if you're going to date Mr. Skin, please let me be there when you tell your father.
Right.
I need to be the fly on the wall because he'll die.
Because as a woman, I mean, that's a really skeezy.
The worst.
I mean, he's an expert. Let's be honest. Your husband spent most of his life looking at dirty movies and, like, just fast-forwarding to the good parts.
Still do.
Yeah.
And
it's weird, right?
Well, I've gotten used to it, you know?
And God bless you guys.
Can you get used to anything?
Is that what we're saying?
And God bless you guys with daughters, right? So it's even harder to explain it to them, right? Have you explained it to them yet?
No. And they stop by the office and they go, Mommy, look at there's boobies.
Really?
On the wall. They're little. They're everywhere.
They're little.
How old are the kids?
3 and almost 2.
When do you think?
You have 3?
Yeah, I have 3 kids, but girl, boy, girl.
Let me tell you something. I thought as a dad, you know, based on what we do, I always thought it wasn't weird what we did, that my daughters would never, you know,
a problem?
Yeah, like wow, 3 daughters, like who would even, you know, that had to be the most confusing thing. I mean, I was on TV every night, like spanking chicks and stuff.
Yeah.
But Mr. Skin's like, he's down in his basement somewhere staring at dirty movies and fast forwarding to the good
parts.
And
the thing is that until the internet, this was just what he did.
Yeah.
It wasn't a business.
But it's not even dirty. It's not even dirty movies. He watches regular movies and finds the dirty stuff in it.
Right. Yeah.
Having a website gave me credibility.
That's right.
In the 80s.
Were doing this anyway.
Yeah. I was doing it anyway with nothing to promote. I just did it.
So when you met Mr. Skin, was he already the famous Mr. Skin at least?
No. No. I have no excuse. I mean, it's seriously. I don't know what this says about me. But no, he hadn't even launched the website. So
did you feel weird? Did you
that.
Feel weird the first time, like, you took your shirt off in front of him and stuff? Like, because, you know, he's so into boobs and into vagina and all that stuff. Like was he like, oh, man, now I'm seeing the good stuff?
You know, no, I didn't, you know. It was,
I'm like, what kind of rap does he have?
Let's see the good parts.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, because
I still don't know why. Yeah. It was terrible. And he would wear these Hawaiian shirts, and he was Mr. Skin. I mean, it was horrible.
And most women just get, like I know most women would probably go, oh, you know, I met he's a handsome guy. Oh, yeah. I met a nice looking guy, but he's Mr. Skin. It's so gross. I mean, it had to be a thing to overcome.
He's also very funny, and he happens to be, I don't want to ruin his rap, very intelligent guy.
Did he give
very
it?
Very sincere and
skin intelligent.
Yeah, don't look over here.
You know, he's skintastic.
He is.
In other words, does he have a rap where he goes, listen, I know you think it's good, but you know, this is how I make my living, and believe me, I could give a shit less about boobs or anything like that.
This was truly a business decision.
He would never say that because it's not true. He totally gives a shit about boobs.
So what is his rap?
He didn't have, you know what, he didn't have one because, you know, I met him going to this party knowing that this guy, Mr. Skin, who, you know, looks for nude scenes in movies. So he...
And didn't have a website at the
time. A website yet, was working on
it. You were known as Mr. Skin back then?
Yeah.
People called you Mr. Skin even though you had no website?
Well, all through the 80s,
yeah.
I wasn't Mr. Skin. I was just this guy that if you asked me any actress, I knew off the top of my head if they had been naked in a movie.
Right.
That was my shtick at parties or when I worked at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, all that.
Right.
You know, that's what I did. Then I was doing it on the radio. Someone heard me in a bar and said, you got to come on my radio show in Chicago where I live. And I started doing it, but I didn't have a website to promote.
Right.
I didn't have anything. I just did
you were just Mr. Skin.
Who
started calling you Mr. Skin first?
This show in Chicago. I said I don't want to go on the air with my real name. I got to come up with a moniker.
Even you were embarrassed.
Even I was embarrassed.
Someone tell me before you were Mr. Skin, you were Mr. Creep.
Yeah,
that was the original.
I'm getting right back to Mr. Creep after this, right?
So how long do you, like you meet him at the party, Mr. Skin? And then do you say to yourself, well, okay, I can't have sex with Mr. Skin. Did you wait a really long time?
Well, he stalked me for a few months before I would go out with him.
Wow.
Yeah. And
what a loser.
You know, he was just sort of like this guy that started hanging around us, and he was fun. I mean, he's a fun guy,
yeah.
You know, and he's a sweetheart.
Right.
So, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and then I, you know, went out with him.
How long did it take before he actually got to bang you?
It was pretty quick.
It's always quick once you agree.
Yeah, because he had worn you down.
Yeah,
so there was
no
little.
Guy.
Well, you
yeah,
had known him for months.
Yeah.
And
else
so,
to do.
So technically, it took him months to get in your pants. He's not the player everyone thinks Mr. Skin is.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely not the player everyone thinks.
Now, when you took off your top, was he like, whoa, look at that boobie? Or did he play it cool?
He played it cool. He played it cool.
He did.
Definitely not. He didn't
first
have
I saw side boobage, and then I saw front.
He didn't have the time when, you know, from beginning to end, when, you know.
He saw your tits 22 minutes and 38 seconds into the date.
You said you saw side boobage first, right?
Yeah.
And then you saw her front boobage.
Then
what do you mean by that?
And
well, when she took her shirt off, I saw side boobage.
Right.
And then I saw full frontal.
Did you say anything tacky, like, look at those fun bags like you do on MrSkin.com?
Look at that fur burgerage?
No. Did she have fur burgerage, or was she fully shaved?
10 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah, you had fur burgerage. Did you realize you had fur burgerage? Did you know who was called that at the time?
God. It was.
But you don't have fur burgerage now, do
it
you?
Was,
right.
Well... yeah, what? I don't know that he had that term then.
I don't know your wife very well, of course. I just met her, but I can see that she's at least a D cup.
Yes.
What celebrity's boobs are her boobs most like, so that we can know?
Monica Bellucci, I always say.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than John Belushi.
you are a large-chested woman. I would think Mr. Skin would have to have a large-chested
yes.
wife. Are those real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Beauties.
Thank you.
To say Mr. Skin's vernacular, beauties. Great fun bags. Well, you got a very attractive wife. I'll
does she
that.
Ever get into the business now, or is that totally separate?
No, I keep it separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself watching movies and timing how long the sex scenes come in or anything like that?
Try to help
yeah,
him out.
I saw a nip slip in our wedding video at the 37-minute
yeah.
mark.
No, but I have, like, if you saw that scene in Knocked Up where Katherine Heigl sort of goes, honey, 30, you know, I've done that. Oh, babe, you know, to whatever show it is, you know, if it's Sex of the City or, you know, whatever we're watching. What are we watching now?
Yeah, I imagine True Blood, you probably get a lot
yeah.
of stuff off of.
True Blood's been a great show for nudity.
Yeah. You know, I imagine, though, when you're a good-looking woman. You probably dated a lot of guys before Mr. Skin. I don't think men were your problem. So a lot of guys probably called you up and said, what are you doing with that loser Mr. Skin? Like, why are you with Mr. Skin? Did they try to put him down in your eyes?
I still
eyes?
Get that.
Even now.
I'm just kidding. No. You know, people who know him, you know, not on the air, are friends. You know, he has this knowledge for other things as well.
It's an amazing knowledge. Yeah. It truly is. It's he's worked it into an empire.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, do people call you Mrs. Skin?
They do. I mean, you know.
Do you resent that name, Mrs. Skin?
No, I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah, we're going to
well,
go.
Well, you considered how you're going to tell the kids.
Yeah,
where
pretend we're the kids.
Where the roof over their head comes from.
Yeah, bring your dad to school day, right around the corner.
When you go to, like, that, you know, bring your kid to school day or whatever.
Or take your daughter to work.
Yeah, but when the kids take you to school, are you going to tell the teachers and stuff that you're Mr. Skin?
Computer consulting, Howard.
So you're going to say I run internet websites or something?
Yeah, it's tough, especially with this young age. I mean, eventually, I'm going to have to. So.
Yeah. Is the business getting more and more competitive, the Mr. Skin business, because now everyone has clips and nudity and all that kind of stuff from movies?
Yeah, definitely. In the early years, it was, you know, we were the only game in town. But, yeah,
right.
There's a lot of free stuff. But still, as far as the database goes, comprehensive, all the nude scenes in the history of film, we have it. So
Mr. Skin has it. And subscriptions are growing?
Yeah, we're doing great.
I have one. I love it. I love going on Mr. Skin. I have a movie to recommend for you. It's coming out this weekend, R-rated. Hard R.
Spread.
Spread. Yeah, you know about it already. You're very excited.
You were talking about the shave scene with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Rachel Blanchard. She's gorgeous.
Is that the girl?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I was actually thinking of you when I was watching this movie. I said, oh, my God, Mr.
He must
Skin.
Be in heaven.
Mr. Skin is going to be so happy with this film because Ashton Kutcher has made a movie that is R-rated and has lots of sex scenes. Anne Heche is nude throughout the movie.
Yes.
Full frontage, yes. Boobage, you know,
Howard,
everything.
My skin scout saw that at a film festival, so we've known about it for a long time. Skin We're very scout. Excited about the release.
Yes. Yeah. These are the kinds of movies that actually make Mr. Skin happy.
You mentioned yesterday on the air, you know, you don't see R-rated movies with great nudity as much as maybe you did back in the 80s, in the day, and it's thrilling.
Yes.
How long does it take now? When can people expect Spread to be up on the website?
As soon as it comes out, pretty soon. It depends. Yeah. It depends. Sometimes we have to wait for the DVD, but other times we get the clips in advance.
Right. Uh-huh.
It just depends. Depends on the movie.
So now when you, do you ever catch your husband downstairs, like, beating off to some of these movies and things?
No.
You do not.
Better
You've
not.
Never caught him beating off. You still beat off, right, Mr. Skin?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But your wife, are you privy to his masturbation at all? Does he ever tell you when he's doing it?
No.
He doesn't.
He does his own thing.
But you know he does.
He's bad.
You masturbate too?
You know, when it's necessary.
When it's necessary. What, does Mr. Skin not deliver the goods?
Oh.
Oh, no. He's, I kid. He's wonderful.
How many times a week does Mr. Skin demand sex from you?
Demand.
You know, how often do you two get, you know?
We have a healthy sex life,
Yeah, it's
I'd
tough
say.
With three little kids, but, you know, three times a week.
Yeah, last week you had sex three times?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And is Mr. Skin weird at all in bed because he's seen so much and he's so
into
it?
He must have to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. Because he says some creepy things.
She feels my pain.
Does he ask you to do weird things in bed? I mean, does anything get crazy?
No, we have wonderful sex.
Mr. Skin loves doggy, I know that. he loves it all. Is he consumed with your breasts because you have large, beautiful breasts?
He's a boob guy.
He is.
Yeah,
what does he do
guy.
With them? What do you do with her breasts all the time?
What do all guys do with breasts? Same thing.
I don't really spend that much time on them.
I always this remember, you're more of a butt and leg guy.
Yeah. I'm more of like, just I put it in and go. You know what I mean?
I chop them off and put them in the freezer.
Historically, like from movies, like my favorite nude scenes are always like the Mimi Rogers of the world, like the girls with the real big breasts.
Right.
Those are the ones I love.
And then what do you like to do to your wife's breasts? You tug on them a little bit? And
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, just
suck
you know,
on them.
10 years of being together, you know?
When you're inside of Mrs. Skin, do you spend time with the breasts, too, or do you...
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Are you skin side?
Never forget the breasts.
Oh, my father is listening to this.
Even when you're
die.
Even when you're inside...
Breasts are...
Never ignored.
Never ignored.
What gets your wife off the most?
The love and attention of my husband.
Yeah.
Isn't it bad enough I'm Mrs. Skin? How much pain
I
endure in a lifetime?
Does Mr. Skin ever come up to the bedroom and try to reenact scenes from different movies?
Tonight it's Last Tango in Paris. Here's the butter.
Mr. Skin never does any of that kind of stuff?
I don't remember any of that.
Well, the website is wonderful, and we are here to celebrate Mr. Skin's latest. It's Mr. Skin's list of the top 100 celebrity nude scenes of all time at Mr. Skin.
It's our 10-year anniversary. Yesterday was our 10-year anniversary of the website. So
congratulations, by the way.
In honor of that, all summer I've been counting down the...
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Yeah, we've been counting down the top 100 nude scenes, and today I wanted to kind of unveil the top 10 of all time.
Excellent. Now, let's go to number 10 right away, because this is an important list, and our guys want to you know, talk about this stuff. What is the 10th most popular nude scene of all time, according to Mr. Skin?
Anne Hathaway in Havoc.
Yeah, now, Havoc,
really?
I think I saw
that. I've never been
this.
Able to sit through that movie.
This is where there's a group of these rich Pacific Palisades suburban girls who are just bored, and they want to hang out with gangbangers in East L.A., these Latin gangbangers. And Anne Hathaway is one of them. Yeah.
Now, is that Alyssa Milano or Anne Hathaway?
That's Anne Hathaway.
That's Anne Hathaway laying there with her tits out?
Yeah. Very hot. Plus, she's saying, my nipples are stiff. Do you want to fuck me? It's a very, very hot, hot scene.
Do you require your wife to say these things?
Yeah, Mr. Skin, do you talk dirty and say, my nipples are hard?
No comment.
Do you like dirty talk in the bedroom, Mr. Skin?
You know, I like everything.
You
I
do.
Don't know.
Okay.
Pretend you're Adrian Barbeau and I'm the fog.
And Swamp Thing.
And Swamp Thing. So how far in do we see Anne Hathaway nude with her brush out?
36 minutes in.
36
well,
minutes
has a,
in.
She has a few nude scenes, but this one's at the 36-minute mark.
Wow, she is attractive, isn't she?
Yeah, and it's a, and you know what else? She was... a G-rated star in Princess Diaries.
Absolutely.
Did this movie, and now she's a big Academy Award-winning actress. So what does that say?
It says that nudity is good for an actress,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Get nude. For get sure. an Academy for Award sure. nomination.
Number nine, what is the the nude scene that is so terrific?
Alyssa Milano in Embrace of the Vampire.
Wow, look at those boobage.
Yeah.
Now, who is kissing her breasts in that
Charlotte
scene?
Lewis.
That's
she
a
plays
girl?
A photographer, and she's like, doing a photo shoot of her, and then she can't keep her hands off her.
Alyssa Milano, Embrace of the Vampire. Is Alyssa Milano the vampire?
She's kind of attacked by vampires.
She's attacked by vampires, she's naked a lot of the movie.
Yeah, and I got to say this, Howard, in the 10 years of MrSkin.com, Alyssa Milano's the most searched actress at our website.
Really?
Why is that?
Over the 10-year history, because of Who's the Boss.
Right.
Plus, she's always been on some show. Now she's on My Name is Earl. She was on Charmed for a long time. I think it's the child star thing. When they grow up, that's a big deal to guys.
And she's super hot. She's got big boobs, and she has no problem showing them in this scene anyway, right?
Yeah.
And you watch these movies with the sound on?
Yeah. You don't
Embrace of the Vampire. How far in?
All of these are terrible movies.
How far do we go in until we see this great
50
scene?
Minutes, Howard.
50 minutes.
Very important.
Do we see Bush in this?
You do see side Bush in one scene in the movie, but everything, it's mostly breasts and butts.
You should see your wife's face when you say side Bush.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't marry a lawyer, could you? Your poor father.
Is it true you changed your name to Skin to hide your Judaism?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend before Mr. Skin, what did he do for a living?
Oh.
I mean, just curious.
I was dating a guy. What did he? Oh, he was a lawyer.
A lawyer.
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
Couldn't fall in love with him.
I'm telling you,
boring,
and I am. I'm an attorney.
Boring.
I could have. You
You're
know?
An attorney.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Skin's going to need one.
Not a smart one, apparently.
Oh, stop.
All right. Number eight. Great nude scenes.
Yes.
In film.
Eva Green in The Dreamers, the eighth greatest nude scene of all time.
Wow. Why is this such a great nude scene?
Well, first of all, this movie should have been rated X. There's so much skin. She has, it's her twin brother, her, and this other guy, and all they do all movie is have sex. And she has some of the best natural breasts you're ever going to see.
I'm looking at it now. You're absolutely
I remember
right.
Fred one time bringing up how much he loved Eva Green when I was...
I think she's an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly. Now, number seven. What is a good... what is number seven? We're getting down to number one, and I want to get to all of them. Number seven.
Number seven is Halle Berry in Swordfish. Now,
right.
I chose the swordfish scene over her monster ball nudity because this is the... You know, the one where you get an upfront, full-on shot of her breasts. And she's a huge star. And, Howard, look at those.
Those are beautiful. Yeah. Now, are those real, Mr. Skin?
You know what? I go back and forth because they're so perfect, I want to say they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're calling it real at the website.
So no one has ever really been able to determine if Halle Berry has real breasts or not.
Yeah, my guess is yes, but they easily could have some sort of...
Right.
Work done on him.
You think your husband is oversexed, that he can tell every minute of when the good dirty scenes come on? Do you think he's oversexed?
No.
And you two have never brought another woman into the bedroom or anything yet?
Nothing crazy going on in the Skin household.
No.
What? Poor Mr. Skin.
People ask. My best friend, one of her good friends, you know, said, I said, yeah, tell her we've got trapezes hanging. I mean, like, come on. We've got three little kids.
Are there a series of unsolved rapes in your area?
Number six. Go ahead. What do we have, Mr. Skin?
Number six is an incredible nude scene. Kelly Preston in Mischief, which is a 1985 teen sex comedy. This is from that great era from 1980 to 85 where Porky's My
Was Kelly Preston, is that Travolta's wife?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
She was 21 years old when she did this movie.
Jeez, what a beauty she is.
Oh, my God. Plus, Howard, when she undresses for the nerd, she plays the real hot babe at the high school. She undresses for this guy. As she gets into the bed, full frontage.
Wow, and she's beautiful. Those are real breasts, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look at those. How many minutes in is that scene?
That's at the 59-minute mark.
59-minute mark. Very important. You are right. Marissa Tomei is number five. What, now, I think she's beautiful.
Which one is this from?
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Now, I could have gone with The Wrestler, but this scene in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead with Ethan Hawke, where she's walking around the kitchen. Howard, she's 42 years old in this.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she loves to show her tits, doesn't she?
Ugh. They're ridiculous. And her butt and legs are amazing, too.
And she has big nipples, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at those.
Doesn't get much better than that.
All right. Number four.
Number four is...
It sure doesn't,
Mr. Skin. Look at his wife as he does that.
Give her a bag to put over her. Yeah.
She's more tolerant than Ava Braun.
I feel a real connection to Robin right now.
He's so passionate. He is so passionate about this, isn't he?
I take my crap very seriously.
He does.
Did you say your crap?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're really, I mean, people don't realize this. You could call up and mention any movie, and Mr. Skin can tell you where there's a nude scene. You can mention any actress, and he can tell you off the top of his head exactly where
he's
in the movie it is.
That way.
He is he has a photographic memory for breast, ass, and vagina. And I don't know another guy on the planet like him, so let's give him his due. Number four, Mr. Skin.
Number four is a very popular actress today who finally did her first nude scene, Jessica Biel in Powder Blue.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Now, she has one of the best bodies of any actress, like, you know, top to bottom, great legs, butt, breasts, everything. And
wow.
She plays a stripper in this movie. The scene goes on for 3 minutes.
Nice.
And she's on the pole. She's upside down. She's swinging around. Then Howard gets topless and tops it off with some nice candle wax on the breasts.
Is that
nice
what that is? That's candle wax
that's
on
candle
her.
Candle wax, yes.
And that goes on for 3 minutes, huh?
Are any of these movies
any good? Like, is Powder Blue a decent movie?
The critics pan the crap out of it.
So that's why your website...
You've never watched the whole thing. You don't know.
Have you ever watched the whole thing?
At the hour and 8 minute mark. Very important.
When you view these movies, do you fast forward till you get to
yes,
a new scene? You're not going to sit and waste your time.
Howard, there's not enough time in the day. How am I going to do it? I have to get right to the nudity.
That's the point of it.
So much nudity, so little time.
That's the point of MrSkin.com.
Right.
In other words, look, these are crappy movies for the most part.
When I envisioned the website 10 years ago when it started, I thought, like, number one, I wanted it to be if guys watching a show or a movie and see someone she's not naked, there'd be a place to go. The other thing was I needed to tell you specifically where the nude scene is so you could fast forward yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I can see from this picture she could almost be number one there. I mean, that is a gorgeous show.
She's only number what?
Wow. She's four.
Number four.
Jessica Biel, Powder Blue, number
four.
Who
is number three?
So what you're saying is that should be a 3 minute movie.
Right. That's what he's saying.
Well,
number three.
In my world, yeah. Number three is the most famous nude scene, scene in the history of film. Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone's leg press.
I agree with you. Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct is so unbelievable, and you see full vagina.
Lips, Howard, on an A-list actress in a big mainstream movie.
That's totally unusual.
And you know what else has happened? They've come out with this new thing called Blu-ray. You're aware of Blu-ray?
Yes, of course.
Six times the resolution.
Oh, God.
What's happened, it's opened a whole new world.
For Mr. Skin,
what's happening now, they're re-releasing these movies on Blu-ray. Example, Roadhouse, Kelly Lynch. She walks away from the camera with Patrick Swayze. It was always just butt and breasts in the scene. Now that it's on Blu-ray, we've been able to expand and really take a look. Rear Burger, we had to say that it's...
Rear Burger is
seen.
Never before seen until it was...
Now, when you say Rear Burger...
Meaning that you can see through her legs and see Burger.
MC, actual vagina.
Wow. Actual vagina.
Mr. Skin, were you aware of that?
So proud.
We even found a lip slip in Thunderball with James Bond, 1965 movie.
Who had the lip slip?
Christine Auger.
Is this high resolution DVD like the Hubble telescope for the Mr. Skin?
It's changed my life.
I've got to go back through every movie.
The team is back to the drawing board. We're going through all these.
Does it disturb you that your husband has like Rear Burgerage and lip slip? And you wince every time he says it, don't you?
It just keeps getting worse and worse the hole I'm digging for myself.
So Sharon Stone, by the way, has a pretty vagina, doesn't she, Mr. Skin? There's no meat curtains or anything like that, is there?
It's very well...
Right.
taken care of.
Yeah, well taken care of.
No mud flaps.
She's claimed through the years that you weren't supposed to see that. But that's such bullshit, right, Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
Yes,
no
thank you.
Question.
All right, what is the second greatest nude scene of all time before we get to number one?
Well, the most famous actress in the world is Angelina Jolie, and her best nude scene of the 14 movies she's been naked in is Gia.
Yeah.
And this scene, walking down the hall, because you got to put in perspective, too. You're looking at an incredible rack, obviously, but she was in bed with Elizabeth Mitchell after an incredible girl-girl scene. Elizabeth Mitchell was trying to split. Angelina Jolie walks completely naked down the hallway. You get a rear shot, then she stands in front of the camera. This was like her breakout role. This is what really
put her
on. Yeah,
this was cable, too.
Now, I'm looking at this picture.
It was an HBO movie.
Mr. Skin, the stomach isn't great. Her body's improved since Gia, hasn't it?
Right.
She beautiful boobs, gorgeous face, but she's lost some weight since then.
Well, she's got so much more money now than she had then. She could really get everything going.
Everything fixed.
All right, we're all anxious, of course. Fred,
what?
A little timpani, a little something. The number one nude scene of all time now. You're talking about the greatest nude scene of all time in the history of film.
I'm predicting Harvey Keitel, Bad Lieutenant.
He had a nice cock, I'll give him that.
Yeah, he did. Well, out of everything I've seen in my life, in my opinion...
And you've seen more than anyone.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Right.
The greatest nude scene in the history of film, 51 minutes into Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Go ahead.
Phoebe Cates.
Yeah,
really?
You hit it right on the head, didn't you? Phoebe Cates whips open her bathing suit top for the actor, I can't think of his name right now.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold, that's right.
And he's working the gavel later on after this little bit you're watching. Yeah,
that's right. He masturbates, and there she is. And
I'm glad you understand him.
Those are real... Those are real, that's what's disturbing.
You thought he was a judge, Robin?
He's working the gavel.
So Phoebe Cates, why is Phoebe Cates the number one?
Well, at the time, she was the kind of the teen idol, like all the guys, all us young guys at the time loved Phoebe Cates. She was like, you know, the equivalent of, you know, I don't know, whoever.
The Holy Grail of
the Holy Grail of babes. Remember this, there was the cars moving in stereo going while she's doing it, slow motion, she undoes the thing, you could see like, boob shakage while she's walking, and it was in a great movie. It was in a great movie.
That too, yeah.
Funny movie.
Boob shakage actually means that you could see the breast heaving up and down.
A little bouncing.
And do you notice that on Mrs. Skin when she has her top off?
Well, I'll mention it to her.
Sure.
I can attest to this. I don't know if me and Mr. Skin are the same age. I'm 41. This came out when I was in the ninth grade, Howard.
Sure, yeah.
And this movie, first of all, is hilarious. Second of all, this was like
she's gorgeous.
The talk of the ninth grade.
Phoebe Cates, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Boobs are so important to you, Mr. Skin, that I imagine, and your wife has a gorgeous rack and a beautiful body.
Thank you.
I would imagine that like would almost be a deal breaker if she had been flat in terms of you marrying her.
You know, personally, I'm a breast guy, so I gravitate to, you know, beautiful women with big breasts. And you're right. I may never have made the initial contact unless she was big.
Thank God gave you what you know, what you have, Mrs. Skin, because you would have missed out on a life.
Thank God. Married to like a lawyer or a doctor.
Living in the suburbs, you know, never having to deal with any crap.
Mrs. Skin, I'll ask you, if you were ever to have a threesome with your husband and another woman, who would the actress be that you would love to be in bed with your husband?
Changed. Well, I used to think Angelina Jolie, but she's gotten a little weird. So,
agreed.
You know?
Yes.
So, I like Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Mm-hmm. And where? Yes, Fred.
I had a question for you. Dangerous Liaisons could have easily replaced Fast Times, because I'm telling you, I saw that movie in the theater. It's the only time in a movie theater where there wasn't violence going on when she took her top off. Everyone in the audience gasped.
She was 18 years
old. Uma Thurman,
Fred.
You mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was. Yeah. She was 18 years old. You know what's funny about that? You're right. She looked great. If you rewatch that scene, it's very quick. It lasts about two seconds.
It's too quick to make
too
it.
Quick to
That's
make
all
it.
You need.
In other words, Phoebe Cates
had an impact.
In other words, Phoebe Cates wins because the length of time also matters.
All the factors.
All the factors.
The movie,
everything factors
cultural
in.
Significance, all that.
Mr. Skin, it's so rare we have you here. It's such an honor to be here with your wife, of course, the beautiful Mrs. Skin.
Thank you.
How many people do you employ now at MrSkin.com?
30 in our office and around the country. We have 30 employees.
It's expanded.
How creepy are they?
We don't want to meet the rest of them.
Yeah, it's
are there guys?
They'll never be a men of Mr. Skin calendar.
What about their wives?
Guys who are hired by Mr. Skin are guys who have this kind of knowledge about movies and
they become
all right, pretty baby. How far in?
She was
you
11.
Better tell me.
She was 11 years old. He's talking about Brooke Shields. That's pretty bad.
I was talking about Susan Sarandon. Oh, yeah. What are you thinking about?
You sick fuck.
Caught him.
Mr. Skin, there's a couple of people on the phone who would like to talk to you, sure. If we may take up some of your time. It is not often we
get to
visit.
Yeah, he's got to get back to the office because, you know, Blu-ray is shaking up
there's
the
a big backlog. big stack of movies.
Changed his life. Guy from Cincinnati, you're on the air. Mr. Skin, go ahead.
I got two quick questions for that creepy son of a bitch. first of all, there is an incredibly gorgeous woman in Chained Heat. She's in the
Linda bathtub. Blair and Sybil Danning.
No, she's in the bathtub scene with the warden. And then also the second question is, do you titty fuck Mrs. Skin?
Oh. Of course he does. He's Mr. Skin.
Just no comment.
Yeah, we need no comment.
He's talking, by the way, Chained Heat, the greatest woman in prison flick ever.
Right.
Ever.
You got upset with this gentleman because he wasn't up on his stuff. I saw right away.
He's playing with you.
He's playing with you. All right.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Let's get to Fred, a different Fred. Fred from Omaha. Go ahead, Fred.
All praises, Mr. Skin, the pioneer of video poontang. We thank you.
Thank you.
I have two questions for you.
This is the only show where Mr. Skin gets praised.
I know.
Everywhere else is a scumbag. Even his wife's like, you know, he's so impressive.
This is the only place where he's not arrested.
Yeah. Mr. Skin, is there a cougar section of the MrSkin.com?
Cougars.
And in the movie Knocked Up, when you are mentioned or they're trying to create the website and they discover yours, were you in on that? Did they consult you before they used your...
That's a two-part question, Mr. Skin, if you can answer that.
Knocked Up, the lawyers from Universal the summer before contacted me and said, hey, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin, Judd Apatow, wants to put your website in a movie. Will you allow it? I was like,
where do I blow him?
The product place.
Where does Mrs. Skin blow him?
Well, I'll tell you what, Howard. I met him. Yeah. I met him at the premiere of the movie. I was lucky enough to go to the premiere. Yeah. And he told me that the reason he knew about the website was hearing me on the show. So
that's good.
That was instrumental in that happening. Yeah, but obviously, it was
if
great.
I could just help in some small way to make your empire grow, you know how happy I am.
In a big way. Yeah. But as far as the cougar sex, that's a good idea because, you know, Courtney Cox has a TV show coming up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Called some cougar show, and by the way, she was naked in Blue Desert. Right
is that before, how far in?
at the 42-minute mark. Now, let me tell you, she that was right before she hit it big on Friends. Right,
and
before
she was at her most beautiful back then. Yes. Right, she is gorgeous. Yeah. Megan Fox ever appear naked anywhere?
No, but she has a movie called Jennifer's Body coming out, which we have our eye on because.
you say we mean all Mr. Skin.
All the Skin
team.
We are on this because some. Paparazzi pics leaked from the set of that last summer where she was walking around with just nipple tape on her breasts and like a flesh-colored bottom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She looked amazing. And an insider on the set told me that she filmed a topless hot tub scene. Will it make it into the movie? I don't know. But
you got to get that.
I know, because that is the number one most requested babe to do a new
right.
Now, let me ask you something. If the scene doesn't make it into the movie, does it not qualify?
If a tree falls in the forest, it's like one of those. No, obviously, if it doesn't make it to print, I can't count it as a nude scene.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Skin, what kind of... mood enhancement type drugs you take to get through your marriage? I mean, you're looking at this guy like, you can't believe
it. Heroin?
Do you go into psychiatric care? Do you get any kind
heavy
of...
therapy five times a week.
Any kind of medications?
Oh.
Xanax?
After this show, I think I'm going to have to go
all
make
right.
an appointment.
Propofol!
Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howard!
Hey, now.
I love you. I've been listening to you for 20 years. I got a question for Mr. Skin.
Sure.
I saw a Kelly Preston scene. She's in a bar, kind of like a prom dress. A biker takes her from behind, but I haven't been able to find it since.
This was in a movie?
Yeah.
Is there any nudity?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you help him out?
Yeah, check out Secret Admirer.
Secret Admirer?
Yes.
Is that the movie he's referring to?
Yes.
Secret Admirer, and Kelly Preston is taken by a biker in this movie?
Howard, you got to see it. She's in a prom dress, taken from a biker. It's like in a seedy bar.
I see. What is the most hardcore sex scene you've ever seen in a movie with a legitimate actress that really kind of blew you away?
Chloe Sevigny and Brown Bunny. Remember?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Howard, one more question. Hey, Howard.
Yes, quickly. Mr. Skin has limited time. He's here with Mrs. Skin.
Can you describe what Mrs. Skin looks like?
I'm going to tell you what Mrs. Skin looks like. I find her very attractive. She has long...
Howard, make it slow like usually.
All right. She has long, dark hair.
Right.
She looks like... a girl I had a crush on when I was very young, actually.
Now, what actress? I don't know.
That's why I'm trying to think.
What?
Courtney Cox?
A little bit.
A little bit like Courtney Cox.
Yeah, or...
Just bedroom eyes?
She has big brown eyes, beautiful blowjob lips, if you might say this is skin.
Good lippage.
She has beautiful skin. She's wearing a purple, what would I call that, a tank top like?
Yeah.
You're wearing a bra with that? No. I don't think so. Are you?
I, you know, got it all under control there.
But is there a bra with that top? You can't wear a bra with that.
You know, a strapless one.
Oh, is that a strapless bra? Oh, you shouldn't even wear a bra.
Howard, I'm getting sidage.
I would get more side boobage.
Howard.
No, she's very, very attractive woman. Jeans, beautiful. A purple top. You married well. You did. I'm proud of you.
And she's very intelligent, too.
But, no, come on. She's a classy mom.
How dare you?
How dare you?
One more question. Last question. I've listened to you for 20 years. Who is the chick on the big stereo, the bass scene in your movie?
Well, Mr. Skin would know that. Let's see.
What did he say?
He was asking me, in my movie, Private Parts, who was the chick who sits on the radio?
Melanie Good?
Wasn't Melanie Good. Well, she was the bathtub scene.
There was Teresa Lynn.
That's who it was.
Okay.
She was hot. She was in a business suit.
Oh, yes. The girl that, the tweeter.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you hit that right on the head. I think it was Teresa Lynn. I think it was. You know what? I'm kind of drawing a blank. I'm glad you're here.
They're both kind of unknowns. They were
it
both.
It is Teresa Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Howard, I love you.
All right, I love you too. All right.
54-minute mark, too.
54-minute mark for her on the... is that right? Jesus Christ, you're good. You are an amazing man.
Thank you.
I can see why you love him. I love him.
He's fun.
He is fun.
He's
Mel,
a good
go
party
ahead.
Trick.
Yes, he is fun.
Hey, Howard. Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Skin. Who are some of the actresses today that you look forward to being Skin stars in the future?
Great question. I have a list. I don't know if anyone's watched the TV show Mad Men, which I really love the show.
Yeah, you're going to say January Jones?
Well, she's actually done a little nudity.
Don't say Dakota Fanning.
Stop it.
But actually, the girl that plays the office manager, the redhead, Christina Hendricks, I'm dying to see her doing
it. Oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
I like that show.
I think you got to say Megan Fox. Every guy wants to see Megan Fox naked.
Right.
You know what? Even though her weight fluctuates, I've always wanted to see Jessica Simpson pull her top off.
Yeah, I would like to see that. You think there's a chance she might do a nude scene?
Yeah. You know, she was in a bikini in Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. And look good, right?
Look great.
Do you put that on the website, even though she's just in a bikini?
Yeah, I made the decision early on in the website to not limit it to just nude scenes, to also show bikini and underwear.
You are a smart man. Bikini and underwear are in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you sit through Dukes of Hazzard. You deserve money for a website.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. So those are some of the women that you would like to see naked. I got to tell you something. You know, a lot of guys, when they become successful, like Mr. Skin, they lose it. They don't have Eye of the Tiger. This guy still has total recall. If you've noticed, every question he gets right. He knows every minute of every frame of a movie and how far in to go. How do you stay on your game? How do you keep up?
Howard, I care.
You do. All right, Irish John, you've got a word. Mr. Skin has limited time. You must hurry up. Go ahead, Irish John.
Good morning, Howard. At one point, Mr. Skin, in your top 10, Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places should have been there.
She made the top.
She talked about 500 times.
She made the top. She made the
top.
But let him answer, John. Easy.
Yeah, she made the top 20, and I'm a huge fan. I'll say this. Say what you want about Jamie Lee Curtis. Best breasts of the 80s. There was not a better topless scene. Her breasts, perfect.
I even agree with Irish John. He's right. Maybe that could have made the top 10, but that's a tough one.
You know, I mean, it's any of the ones in the top 50 could have been in the top 10. I mean, these were the top 100 of all time. There were no bad ones. Mm. I even put in Howard... Barbarella, Jane Fonda.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, culturally, like every kid in the 60s that saw that, like, never forgets.
Please. I saw it with my dad. How embarrassing. Go ahead, Irish John.
My question to Mr. Skin is, Mr. Skin, has anybody ever offered you big money for your website? John Hine?
Has anyone offered to buy your website? You're a tough sell, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy doing this. And yes, people have approached me, but, you know, I'm in my 40s. I don't want to stop working, you know.
Absolutely. This kind of work.
I mean, there's no deal that you could work that you could stay on, because certainly you're an asset to the company. You know,
well,
you want Mr. Skin.
I think I'd have to have some golden handcuffs on that.
I would think McDonald's or some big corporation would buy you.
Yeah, they're dying. Yeah.
I'll give you $2,500
right now.
$2,500. There's a sale.
Very tempting.
You're a good man. I'm in my 40s. I'm dying to stop working.
Rick, go ahead, Cleveland.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Skin? Hey, got a question. There is a movie in the 80s called Boxing Helena.
Yes.
Who's the actress?
Sherilyn Fenn.
Outstanding film. Skin
is she nude in it?
Yes. She made my top 100 list for, do you guys remember Two Moon Junction, a movie
yes.
from 19?
Yes. Sherilyn Finn was very good looking. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Let's go to Colin in Portland.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. I got two quick questions for Mr. Skin. Number one, what's your thinking about Rebecca De Mornay and about, what's it called, And God Created Woman?
Yeah, it's a nice also, scene in bed, right? Yeah. Femme fatale's better to see her naked.
For Rebecca De Mornay. Where is she?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying Rebecca Romaine Stamen.
No.
Rebecca De Mornay, Risky Business. You want to see that one. That's
right.
That's a great one.
Well,
go
ahead.
And also, I'm sorry, the pretty baby, is that considered kiddie porn these days?
Pretty Baby Brooke Shields.
Only in the 70s could you put out a movie where an 11-year-old is completely naked in a brothel mm-hmm. in sexual situations. So, yeah, it's
they wouldn't do that today, would they?
It's a tough TV appearance these days, I'll tell you that.
All right, there you go. Look, Mr. Skin, we could talk for hours. Yeah. You know that. And I know you have limited time. You have very, very important business
He's
to get to.
He's been sitting out there for hours.
Yeah. Howard, I have one gripe.
Robin, please.
I have one more gripe, if I may.
Go ahead.
This would have made my top 10. I'm curious what you think. In the movie Atlantic City, Susan Sarandon with the lemons on her breasts.
While Burt Lancaster gazes across the...
Yeah, where does that fall? I mean, her breasts, she's young, amazing.
I made very strict rules on this top 100 list, Howard. I only was allowed one nude scene per actress. And Artie, I love the scene too, no question, but her pretty baby topless scene blows
totally.
That away.
So in other words, Susan Sarandon made it in for another movie.
Yeah,
All right, fair enough.
I didn't want to do a list with... 10, you know, Susan Sarandon scenes. So you have to pick one for each actress.
We bow to you, Mr. Skin, because even just in this example with Artie, you really did the hard work for
he
us.
He had an answer.
Skintegrity. Yeah,
that's right. Isn't Scarlett Johansson due for a nude scene?
Yes.
And when will that happen?
Well, she did a movie called The Love Song for Bobby Long where someone walks in on her.
Yes.
And she has the hand bra side shot.
Yes.
And just from that.
What do you mean by hand bra side shot?
Well,
she's covering her breasts with
her
hand.
It's a human bra.
Human bra.
Right.
And it's
hand bra.
And now it can't. It's not considered nude because you don't see nip.
Right.
But it shows you the incredible breasts she has, and that when she does unveil them, it's going to be a big celebration.
And do they all do it?
Let's hope let's hope she does it.
Yeah, it's very important.
But who hasn't? I mean, is there somebody you've always wanted?
He's already answered that.
Who?
There's a lot of people who want the nude scene. She just said Megan Fox.
Those are the new actresses. Just wanted to know, in a long career, has somebody not?
My most disappointing one ever was Raquel Welch never doing a nude scene.
And Raquel Welch was quite a beauty. You're absolutely right. He's got all the good answers.
We got the answer.
How about Lillian Gish?
Did she avoid nudity her entire career?
I believe it was Birth of a Nation 1919.
Birth of a Nation.
Well,
she gets raped by a Klansman.
First of all, what an honor to meet Mrs. Skin. I know you don't trot her out often.
No.
I know that she's usually sequestered.
Once
and
every
sedated.
10 years.
You see David Letterman's wife more.
That's right. She's not disguised.
But Mrs. Skin, what a delight to meet you.
And
to see that you are
glasses.
A normal, beautiful woman. That's great. Mr. Skin, we all go on your website. We all hail you. We all know how important you are in this business. And we check out Mr. Skin's list of the top 100 celebrity nude scenes of all time at MrSkin.com. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Thank you, Mr. Skin and Mrs. Skin. And we'll be back right after these words.